Welcome to the Queer Conversation podcast brought to you by Lotl Media, a show where we discuss all things queer. I am your host, Silke Bader, a publisher and producer in the LGBTQI space in Australia for the past 30 years. Welcome to Queer Conversation. In the studio with me is Wallace Bird. Hi, Wallace. How are you going?
I'm good, Silke. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're coming to Australia. I think it's your fifth tour.
Wow, if you say it. That makes sense. Yeah.
You stopped counting.
Since Corona, I stopped counting, funnily enough. It should be about 8 times now. But
really?
I'm trying to get over once a year. But it'll be the fifth time. And for me, it's not enough. I wish I'd come over to Australia earlier in my life. But like all things, everything happens at the right time, really.
We talked about your album that you're going to promote, Hand, while you're touring in Australia.
Yeah, of course, Hands is the closest thing to my heart right now. But with every concert, I use it, Silke, to see what's happening. I see what's happening in the world, to be honest with you. I'm never really promoting something. I'm there to, I'm usually traveling to learn and be part of the world and see what's going on and become inspired through music. But yeah, of course, I'll be playing songs from the new album, but mostly I'm going over to see what Australia is like now. You know, it's been quite an interesting year. And I'm going over and I've asked First Nations artists to open up the show for me, for example. I want clearer stories. I want better stories. I want more varied stories in my rooms. I've invited First Nations people to come and join me on stage. And it's been 5 years since I was in Australia and so much can happen.
Followed the referendum?
Yeah, of course.
And is that a reaction of the no vote that happened here, that you are proactive in making First Nation people more visible?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on in the world that I always feel like I'm learning a bit late. But each action, I think in order to make change, you have to take action. And I'm using the opportunity to kind of open up, broaden my horizons a bit and grow up a little bit quicker than I have been. My whole life is political. My existence is political. My music has always been about, the start of my music was about gay rights and women's rights. And now it's moved into human rights and refugee rights and trying to flush out white supremacy. So that's my music now.
I don't quite understand what you mean with you need to grow up or you need to be proactive.
Okay, I'll explain it in my own experience. So as a female artist, I was always kind of aware, well, since Me Too, let's say, I've been more and more aware of things I might have missed out because guys book guys, or how men who primarily run the music industry, how they talk about women, how they treat women in the industry. And so I'm kind of doing something similar where in order to make change, in order for women to get booked for gigs, men have to start booking women for gigs. They have to stop booking so many men. And that's just, you know, it's a proactive thing. It's a proactive change. And it really saddened me to hear that First Nations voices, the First Nations, are being told that they don't have a voice in the country that, you know, is theirs, what I believe, you know, first people there. So I think I'm kind of like, listen, if anybody wants to join me on stage, I'm going around and asking, listen, do you have any brand new First Nations artists out there that could do it? Like kicking the arse off my audience who are generally really open-hearted and nice. And I think it's just like a good opportunity for folk that look like me, that don't want the world to look like me, to hear deeper, better stories, I think. Yeah. Rather than the usual.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, good on you for doing that. Have you signed up any particular talent that who is going to join you?
Yeah. So Mr. Rhodes has confirmed he's a hip hop artist and he's going to open up in Melbourne and Katoomba. I'm still in the process of trying to sort out somebody by the end of the week who can hopefully also do two dates. So I'm a bit like, come on, let's do this, because I have to advertise next week. So I'm trying to get people to come in. But yeah, I've been onto like a bunch of labels. I've been onto a bunch of friends asking them, have you got any like 18, you know, artists that are old enough to be in a pub on their own? Do you have, you know, you want them to get up and play? So by the end of the week, I should have everything locked down and then I'll have names for you.
So you're touring mainly on the East Coast. Is it a very similar, the venues you're playing, are they similar from what you've done in the past, or are there any new venues that you are including?
So there's some that I have played before, all right, like the Baroque Room in Katoomba, the Vanguard in Sydney, and but there is some new ones like Smith's Alternative, which I haven't played in Canberra, and the Outpost in Brisbane, which I hear is a very nice room, and the Palais Theatre in Franklin, and Trinity Sessions in Adelaide. So they're like four new places that I hadn't played in before. So I should be, it's important for me to, I'll give you an insight into what I've been doing my whole career is like, I've been building up and playing in the similar places, because if I enjoy the team and there's a mutual respect there and it's an enjoyable work day, then I'll tend to come back, and I'll do that over years, actually. And I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to do that in Australia. I'm like trying to get a sense for the place. I'm hoping that I'll be playing music till the day I die, which is, you know, hopefully God knows what age. But yeah, a few new rooms, but a few of the rooms that I've played in before, which I know and feel right. Yeah.
How is it different playing on a festival versus your own concert? Is it very different or?
It can be quite different. I approach them both pretty much the same, as in I'm thankful for an audience coming to see me specifically. But when I come out in front of an audience at a festival, I treat them as if we're pals. So I treat everyone that's standing there as pals. So you get to know me within the first second. I think you decide if you like me or not, I think. But yeah, the thing about festivals is that there is that element of you don't know who's there, and they're not there to see you. They might just be passing by, or you might not be their thing. They're looking for an artist on the other side of the festival grounds. But what I like with these festivals that I'm playing, specifically in Australia, I find that generally festivals are really well curated. And they choose people that fit really well together, even if they're at the opposite side of the musical spectrum. They fit somehow. There's folkness there, I guess. But yeah, I generally come onto the stage and treat every day as if it's brand new, and treat every audience as if we know each other. Yeah, and we're pals, and that's it. Yeah.
Who's coming with you? Your band?
No, unfortunately not. No. We're still, because it's been 5 years since I'm back there, I feel like I might have to rebuild something. And so I'm going back out on my own, doing the solo show again one more time. And then hopefully next year I'll be out with the band. I would imagine I will be. So this is just to kind of toe back in the water, testing out how things are. And so it's just myself and Tracy, my partner, tour manager, and Aidan, the sound engineer professor. And we also play together. We sing together, and Aidan plays the clarinet, for example. It's a very special trio. Yeah.
when you come over to Australia, you've done it a few times, so you know you have to deal with your jet lag and all of this. So how long does that take you normally? Like, do you go straight into performing the next day or?
I try to arrive at least 2 days before the first concert. And usually by the third day, it begins to hit, but you just kind of power through. I've found that no matter what is happening during the day, come gig time, I'm always gig fit. I've actually never been ill enough that I'd cancel a show. Only once in Ireland. One time out of like 1,000 concerts. So somewhere the energy comes from somewhere. Yeah.
You've done over 1,000 concerts.
I think by now it's heading more towards the 1,500 because it's been, you know, every year it's about 100 concerts or something like that. And I've been going for 20 years roughly. So yeah, it's actually quite not a lot to do in a short time, you know, feels like I've done more. And it never gets tired. Yeah.
You just recently did, I believe, 45 shows. Yeah. You've been on a tour.
Yeah.
And
with Gabrielle, yeah.
Right. So I saw it on Instagram. You've done this. You always love a challenge. Like last time we talked about you and your marathon concert in Melbourne. And your latest challenge, it seems, but maybe you've got another one going right now, was that you wanted to record or write a song every day on over 45 days. How did that go?
I failed after 20.
Sure if you just didn't record them or something, but you failed. How did that feel?
It felt right. I was aiming for 45, and it's absolutely doable. What it did for the first 20 days that I did it, it was so enjoyable. It was just a surprise. Every day I woke up thinking about music, I felt really moved and compelled to write. The days were generally really romantic. I was romanticizing how I looked at things. Everything was gorgeous. And then, to be quite honest with you, the war in Palestine hit, and I just lost the will to write. I just lost the will to write, and I'm kind of like, yeah, it's just going to take its time. I'm still writing every day because, you know, there's something about it which sticks with you. But I just take it easy, and I just follow my body now. I'm always giving myself challenges, but if stuff doesn't work out, I have to pay attention and say why, you know.
You know, as a writer, as a poet, you need the muse, right?
But you're totally right. You have to just follow the muse. I mean, if you're paying attention to what your body wants, it's very easy to listen to it, and it guides you correctly usually. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So talking about the challenge that you like, I was wondering if you have another one going in when you come to Australia.
Okay, so I spoke to my band about this, my band member. And we're fairly adamant that next year we're going to perform an entire naked tour, basically, where all the shows are, naked, completely naked for the whole show. The audience is naked, and that's the intention, just the bare bones, you know. We want to do it all over the world, to be honest with you. I mean, there's no reason why that shouldn't work. There's usually enough people. If you're doing it in a tour in a room where everybody should feel safe and be assured that they are safe, you know, for example, there would be no cameras allowed in the room. Staff would also have to be completely okay or naked themselves. There's certain stipulations that you have to create a kind of environment where everybody feels okay with that. But it's intrigued us we've been talking about it for a year now, and it's just a matter of organizing when that's going to happen. And once that's done, then you can't worry about anything at all ever again if you've done concerts in front of naked people as a naked person yourself. I feel like it's just it just sounds so good to me.
Back to the upcoming concert. When are through the dates?
Oh, so my first date is in Brisbane in the Outpost, and I'm doing two shows with friends of mine because they're dear friends of mine. So the Outpost is in Brisbane, and that's with Tilara. Have you ever heard of Tilara? She's extra special, a beautiful songwriter, singer, a voice of a very unusual, deep, gorgeous voice, and a killer guitar player. And then we go to Brunswick Picture House, which is also a new place for me. Then we go to the Vanguard in Sydney, the Baroque Room in Katoomba, Smith's Alternative in Canberra, Trinity Sessions in Adelaide, Signet Folk Festival, the Palais Theatre in Franklin, Northcote Social Club in Melbourne, and then Illawarra Folk Festival. So that's from the 3rd until the 21st of January.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure.
Upcoming tour. And people can get tickets. We'll put it in the link in the description on your website or through your website.
Yeah, sure. I'm on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, all those things as well. Yeah, that will be lovely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Silke. Lovely. I'll see you in Melbourne, hopefully.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from us,